Jim and Irene Westcott were the kind of people who seemed to strike the satisfactory average of income, endeavor, and respectability that was recorded in the statistical reports in college alumni bulletins of their day. They were the parents of two young children. They had been married for 9 years. They lived on the 12th floor of an apartment building in uptown Manhattan, and they hoped someday to live in Westchester. The Westcotts differed from their friends, their classmates, and their neighbors only in an interest they shared in serious music. They spent a good deal of time listening to music on the radio.
There it is again.
Shh. It's almost the end of the movie. Damn. Well, now I've done it.
Oh, it's not your fault. We knew it was coming.
God damn it. That settles it. I'm buying a new set tomorrow.
Oh, what about Julian's lessons?
He'll have his lessons. And Pamela will have her dance classes. Somehow. And we, Irene, will have our music.
Well, if you say so.
Tomorrow.
I'll get it, Emma.
Hello?
Shh. Is this Westcott residence?
Yes.
Is big surprise in store for Madame Westcott?
Jim? What, kind of big surprise?
Monstrous big surprise. Bigger than bread box.
Bigger? Jim? Hello? Hello?
What is it? Another obscene phone call?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Westcott?
Uh-huh. Lordy, Lord. Mrs. Westcott.
Big money, ain't it?
My God. You think maybe there's been some mistake?
Well, he did say a monstrous surprise.
Hey, somebody want to sign for it?
I guess I don't have much choice.
Yeah, right here.
There you go.
Yeah, great.
Gumwood.
What's that?
The cabinet. It's gumwood.
I'll wheel it in, huh?
I didn't think they made cabinets like that anymore.
Over here. Oh, yes, well, this will have to do.
Yeah, you should be able to get Pluto in this thing.
Thanks. Oh, here.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, so long. Happy listening, huh?
Hmm. It doesn't really go with anything.
There isn't a decor in the world that'd go with... Here, let me plug it in. There now.
Thanks. I'll just switch. I never heard such a noise.
The Royal Doulton didn't like it much either. I'll get the dustpan.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mama.
My Lord, is it so late?
Can we go to the park?
Yes, of course you may go to the park.
Ginny!
I'll come with you.
What's that?
It's our new radio, dear. Daddy bought it.
I don't want to. I'm playing.
Oh, you are you?
Emma, stop it.
Emma, stop it.
Julian. Pam, it's time for your bath.
Mom, come on.
Why does it do that? What's that? Now which dial... There. Oh, no. Let's see. What does this do? I've lost it. Oh, hell. Wait a minute. The elevator? What is going on?
There's been subway murder case. Chief Inspector Murbank of the city police has issued a composite
Mommy,
drawing of
Mommy,
the man believed to
Julia,
be...
Julia, no, I don't.
Coming, I'm coming, children.
Home.
Be right with you.
Sorry I'm so late.
Hi, love.
I'll get you a drink.
Is this Addison Securities business getting pretty stiff? Aha! So it arrived.
What? Jim? Oh, Jim! It's a little unpredictable, I was going to say. Here, drink up. It'll help.
Thanks. What? That sounds like a mixmaster.
It has a mistaken sensitivity to discord.
I don't believe it. I spent a small fortune on this thing.
Well, we can get someone in tomorrow morning. Now, why don't you go look in on the kids?
Yeah, okay.
Let me see. I just fiddle. There.
They were both asleep. What's that you found?
I don't know.
Sounds like the Missouri Waltz.
Yes. It reminds me of when I was a kid up at the lake. Somebody across the way had this scratchy old phonograph. That's funny.
Too funny for me. I've got some papers to look over.
Okay. Smells wonderful, Emma. I'll set the table.
You expecting company?
No. Just nice to use the silver now and then. Jim's been working so hard lately. He deserves something special.
Well, that'll just need another few minutes. I'll go and get the kids ready for bed.
Great. Right on time. Hello.
Where is everybody?
Emma's got them tied up so we can have a little peace and quiet.
The radio sounds all right.
Well, the Chopin's a little choppy. The man was here from the store around 10. He couldn't find anything wrong with it. I wish you'd eat this now. There we go. And there, please. There's supposed to be a live broadcast from the Met later.
It smells great. I'm famished.
For Christ's sake, Cassie, do you always have to be playing the piano when I get home?
Well, it's the only chance I have. I'm at the office all day.
Yeah, well, so am I. And when I get home, I'd like half the attention you give the upgrade.
Did you hear that?
Must be a play or something.
I don't think it is a play. Change the station, honey.
Roxy, have you seen my garters?
Good grief.
Button me up.
What in the name of...
I said, have you seen my garters?
Button me up. I'll find your garters.
Well, I can soon fix this.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't leave apple cores in the ashtrays. I hate the smell.
This is fantastic.
What else have we got?
On the coast of Coromandel, where the early pumpkins blow, in the middle of the woods, lived the Yongi Bongi Bird.
Oh, my God, that's
two
the Sweeney's nurse.
Two and half
what?
A candle.
That's
one
Miss
old
Armstrong,
duck without
the Sweeney's
a
nurse.
These were all the
she must be reading to the children.
Of the Yongi Bongi Bird.
They live in 17 people. We must be getting other people's apartments.
That's impossible.
Well, that is the Sweeney's nurse. I talked to her in the park.
To a little so
I know her voice well.
Bongi Bongi Boo. There he heard a lady talking to some milk-white hens of Dorking.
Tis Jim.
Lady Jingle.
Jim, perhaps they can hear us.
On that little heap of stone
hello
sits the Lady Jingly Joe.
Hello out there.
Said the Yongi Bongi Boo. Said the Yongi Bongi Boo.
I guess not. Try something else.
Don't give the best scotch to anyone who doesn't have white hair. And
Lucy. It's full. I saw her at the liquor store today.
Listen to her.
Hello, Phyllis. Bob, come in.
So Stelly. Oh, it's really something. It's like, it's like entering, or it's like discovering a place where time is both contour and reflection.
Can you believe this bullshit?
I like his cartoons in the New York.
Oh, no. You've got to see the show. You have to.
Come on, don't be shy.
Flawless.
How about I get another technically flawless martini? It's a love affair. That's what Walter Florrell said.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Robert, talk to somebody. If she catches you standing here not talking to anybody, she'll take us off her invitation list.
It's amazing what people won't do to themselves.
Oh, I think it's Teddy Revive.
Oh, come
here,
everyone. Thank you.
Let's try something else.
No.
Yeah.
Listen to those two.
I'm in this. I found it in the wash and floor.
Holy cow, what do you think it's worth?
I love it.
Well, if it's real, I'd say one has it. You see that woman by the window? The big one in red? I think it came from her bracelet.
Isn't that amazing?
No.
That isn't quite the word it is used.
Well, it flows. You should see it. It's amazing, Charles. The suction. Does the living room, the patio, and the marshmallows.
It really drives me crazy. You know, people just think that they can have cigarettes in the museum.
My daddy's coming.
You can keep the birches, thank you. All those trees. Tomorrow morning, there are a lot of cigarette...
Robert.
No, but cigarette burns on the furniture, you know?
Oh.
It's a terrible habit.
I told you not to get involved with a waiter.
No, go through there.
Well,
turn right.
Let's
go
back.
No, not there.
Speaking of waiting, I mean...
No, don't
you know what I call me? Sixth estate.
I wonder if we can find that old dear who drives the Jeep. She lives on the sixth floor.
Yeah.
Much more.
Come in, Julian. There. Sit up, darling. Here, I brought you some water. Thanks, Mommy. And there we go. There's your day. Night.
Night.
I wonder who's up at this hour of the night. Oh.
Are you all right, honey?
Yes, I'm all right. You know something, Charlie? I don't feel like myself anymore. Sometimes there's about 15 or 20 minutes in the week when I feel like myself. I don't like to go to another doctor. Bills are so awful, but I just don't feel like myself, Charlie.
Oh.
Morning. This is Ernest Gowers with the 8 o'clock news.
Morning, Ernie.
There will be some relief in store after the record low temperatures of the last few days. City police say the chill has claimed at least 3 lives, not counting the many car accidents.
That's enough
due
weather.
To hazardous
Thank
road
you.
Conditions.
Hello.
Irene, you okay?
Oh, Millie. Hi. Yes, I'm all right.
Well, are we still on for lunch?
Yes. That'd be nice. I should get out.
Okay, Benito's then. At one?
I'll be there.
Sounds like we better make it a 2-martini lunch.
Oh, good idea.
Well, I gotta run.
Oh,
bye now.
Bye-bye. excuse me.
Sure, honey.
Thank you.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, no, of course not. I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, Miss Horner.
So it seems.
Ah, good afternoon, Mrs. Westcott. Off for lunch, are we?
Hi, Fred. Yes. It looks a little warmer out there.
Die a bit. But according to the forecast, the worst is still to come. Oh, all right, here, I'll open the door for you.
Come on, David. Caroline? Oh, hello, Mrs. Westcott.
Oh, hello, Miss Armstrong.
Yes. Hello, Miss Armstrong, the Yonky Bonky Bow. I know a lot about you. I know a lot about everybody.
Jim.
Oh, come in, everyone. Come on,
let me see my car.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't leave
Jim, 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 perhaps they can hear us.
Hello, hello.
Bob, come here.
Listen to her.
Just don't feel like I'm just here.
No, not in there. Just go to the post.
So, what is it?
Oh.
Irene.
Sorry. I'm a little on edge. We got this new radio. It's a ghastly thing. Well, it picks up everybody's apartments.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm serious.
So it's kind of like eavesdropping.
This morning I listened to our neighbors discussing the mechanics of their lovemaking. And someone else with the most awful indigestion blaming his wife for her cooking. And this guy going on and on about himself. And I don't think there was anyone there with him at all.
Oh, sounds terrific.
No, it's not terrific. Well, at first I thought it was, but...
Well, you don't have to bite my head off. Mm.
So forthright and brutal.
Oh, no, hey, kid, buck up. You haven't been getting enough sleep. That's your problem.
Well, there was a Salvation Army band playing on the street. And I stopped to listen to them. They're really such nice people. They're so much nicer than a lot of the people we know.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Oh, here come the goodies. No, the Caesar's for me, and the minestrone's for you. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me all about this wonderful new radio show you've been listening to.
You stupid, common bitch!
Oh, how dare you!
Haven't you heard a word I said? I'm talking to you! I'm talking to you, and God damn it, you're going to listen if it's the last thing you do!
All right! Stop it!
Why?
Don't you dare hit me!
That's the last time I'm letting you drive.
Oh.
It wasn't my fault!
Wasn't it my fault! Three lanes of traffic. You have three lanes in which to drive.
Only I had been drinking.
Irene? That's why you were driving.
Jim! Go up to 16C. Don't even take off your coat.
Where are the kids?
It's not the kids. They're at the park with Emma. It's the Osbournes in 16C. Harvey Osborne is beating his wife.
What?
They've been quarreling since 4 o'clock. You've got to do something.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Jim.
You don't have to.
Aren't you going to
this
go?
Sort of thing. It's indecent. It's like looking in windows.
But
you
Jim,
can turn it off, you know?
It's so horrible. I've been listening all day. So depressing.
Well, if it's so depressing, why do you listen to it?
Don't you quarrel with me. All the others have been quarreling all day. They're all worrying about money. Mrs. Hutchinson's mother is dying of cancer in Florida, and some woman in this building is having an affair with the handyman, with that hideous handyman.
Irene.
And that girl who plays the Missouri Waltz is a whore, a common whore.
Oh.
And you have to listen to it all.
Oh, life is so sordid and awful. But we've never been like that, have we, darling? I mean, we've always been good and decent and loving to one another, haven't we? And we have two beautiful children. We're happy, aren't we, darling? We're happy. Aren't we?
Of course we're happy.
Oh, at last. Something really worth listening to. Thank God it's finally fixed.
Thanks. Yes.
It's got all the swell of the old Ansemet recording. Remember, honey?
Huh?
The mayor. On the radio?
Oh. I'm sorry. My mind's elsewhere.
It really is a wonderful radio. Now, nothing untoward has happened since that repairman came. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I paid the bill today. Cost a hell of a lot more than I can afford. It's the last extravagance we'll be able to indulge in this year.
I will enjoy it, believe me.
I see you haven't paid your clothing bills yet.
Oh.
I saw them on your dressing table.
I didn't want you to worry.
Why'd you tell me you'd paid them? Why'd you lie to me?
Oh, I'll be able to pay them out of this month's allowance. There were the slip covers last month.
You
and the party.
You've got to learn how to handle the money I give you a little more intelligently. I had a very sobering talk with Mitchell today. No one's buying anything. We're spending all our time promoting new issues. You know how long that takes. I'm not getting any younger. My hair will be gray next year. I haven't done as well as I'd hoped to do. I don't suppose things will get any better.
Yes, dear.
We've got to start cutting down. We've got to think of the children. I'm not at all sure about the future. No one is. There's the insurance. God, I've worked awfully hard to give you and the children a comfortable life. I don't like to see all my energies, all my youth, wasted in radios and slip covers and...
Please, Jim, they'll hear us.
Who'll hear us? Emma can't hear us.
The radio.
Oh, I am sick. I am so sick of your apprehensiveness. The radio can't hear us. And what if they can? Who cares? What gives you the right to comment or care about other people's mean and sordid lives? Why are you so Christly all of a sudden? You stole your mother's jewels before they probated her will. You never gave your sister a cent of that money, not even when she needed it. You made Grace Howland's life miserable. And where was all your piety and virtue when you went to that abortionist? I'll never forget how cool and calm you were. It was like you packed your bags to go to Nassau. I'm going out to do some thinking, get some fresh air. Maybe I'll even come up with some brilliant scheme to keep us afloat for another miserable year.
Jim. Where are you? Where are you, Jim? We're not like them.
Good evening. Here are the headlines.
Listen, Jim.
An early morning railroad disaster in Tokyo killed 29 people.
Listen.
A fire at a Catholic hospital near Buffalo for the care of blind children was extinguished early this morning by nuns. The temperature is creeping down again. There are snow warnings for our broadcast area.
Music and news, music
and news. Radio, how do you do what you do? He's out there, Irene, with them. Out there where the news is nearly always bad. Don't touch that dial. You might lose him forever. Stranded between bands on the vanishing point.
The Enormous Radio by John Cheever. Dramatized by Tim Wynne Jones. Featured in the cast were Nancy Beatty as Irene and David Fox as Jim, with Maya Ardell as Emma, Zoe Weldon as Pamela, Brian Stittle as Julian, and Barbara Budd, Tom Butler, Jill Frappier, Michael Kirby, Ray Landry, and Wendy Thatcher in a variety of roles. Original music was by John Robey, who also composed the series' musical theme. Recording engineer was John McCarthy, sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Casting by Catherine Kester, script editor Sandra Rabinovich, and production assistant Peggy Esty. The voice of Vanishing Point is David Coltarisi. The Enormous Radio was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. 8 of the best productions from the first season of Vanishing Point are available across the country on audio cassette from CBC Enterprises. Look for Vanishing Point cassettes at your local cassette dealer. Now you can also hear the best of last season's series at a new repeat time, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. on the CBC Mono Network. This Friday night, it's The Playground, adapted from the famous short story by Ray Bradbury. Don't miss The Playground, this Friday at 7:30 on the Mono Network. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. Knowing what you've liked and disliked helps us to serve you better, and every letter receives a personal response. You can write to us at Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present an outrageous science fiction comedy by playwright and novelist Alf Silver, formerly playwright in residence at the Manitoba Theatre Centre. It's called Curse of the Unnamed Planet, and it features fine performances from Saul Rubinek and Robin Craig in a strong cast directed by Stephen Katz. Be sure to tune in for Curse of the Unnamed Planet next Monday night at 11:05 on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd, wishing you good night.